We're all going to die one day. Are you prepared? Yes, I mean for heaven, but also, have you made decisions about how to handle your medical care? For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. So what did your family discuss on Christmas Eve? The beautiful lights, maybe some childhood holiday memories, hopefully the immeasurable gift of the incarnation and the love of God. Well, according to the online medical journal Stat, you should have talked about the importance of advanced medical directives. As Dave Barry likes to say, I'm not making this up. In an article published on, of all days, Christmas Eve, Stat told readers that advanced directives are a perfect holiday conversation. Yep, break out that eggnog. If you're unfamiliar with the term, an advanced directive is a legal document in which a person specifies what actions should be taken for their health if they are no longer able to make decisions for themselves because of illness or incapacity. The most basic example of an advanced directive is a do not resuscitate order. There are also more complex ones, like living wills, that specify what kind of treatment the person will or will not receive. While I disagree that Christmas is the best moment for this discussion, Stat's absolutely right to say that people should be thinking about their medical care and should be discussing it with their loved ones. As bioethicist Wesley J. Smith notes, preparing an advanced directive is an important task given the evolving economics of medicine. But, as Smith and others have pointed out, there are far more than just merely economic considerations that need to be discussed. Our plans for the end of our lives ought to carefully reflect our deepest convictions about the sanctity of human life from conception to natural death. Done badly, an advance directive is kind of like a prenuptial agreement. Just like a prenup assumes the impermanence of marriage, many advance directives create a presumption in favor of death and efficiency and an all-out avoidance of suffering over the sanctity of human life. Watch the language. Beware whenever the term quality of life, as defined by medical professionals, is elevated over the sanctity of life that's inherent to all image bearers. And especially, look out for economic undertones in advanced directives. Economically driven decisions about the end of life will only reflect and advance our culture of death. This is especially true when directives use broad and imprecise language, which many do, language that opens the door to a purely utilitarian approach to the end-of-life care. And here's another problem. Many advanced directives operate as if our lives belong only to ourselves, as if all that matters is what we want when it comes to pain, suffering, or treatment. This ignores what they think. And by they, I mean that husbands belong to their wives and vice versa, and parents belong to their kids and vice versa. And all of us belong to extended families, communities, and churches. And then there's this. Years can pass between the writing of an advance directive and death. So you might be subjecting your loved ones to a decision you made long ago when they have actually more information about the options than you ever even knew about. Just as a life lived in pure autonomy never ends well, neither does death. Now, fortunately, there are alternatives to advance directives and living wills. One of these is what's called a durable power of attorney, which designates a trusted person, a friend or a family member, to handle your affairs if you become mentally or physically incapacitated. The key word here, of course, is trusted, someone with whom you share convictions about the sanctity of human life and who's prepared to act on them even in the face of pressure. This keeps decisions about care out of the sole hands of hospitals or doctors who might embrace an agenda or belief system diametrically opposed to yours. Now look, I understand this isn't the most pleasant of subjects, but it's appointed to man once to die, and after that to face judgment. The knowledge of this should prompt us not only to want to live, but also to die as well as we can, bearing witness to our convictions about whose we are and whom we serve. And be sure to check out today's Breakpoint podcast. Warren Cole Smith speaks with Ben Mitchell about end-of-life decisions, advanced directives, and the growing threat and popularity of doctor-assisted suicide. Again, tune in at breakpoint.org or wherever you listen to podcasts. For Breakpoint, I'm John Stone Street.